Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded on Sunday, March 3, 2019, for the Transfiguration of our Lord. The Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 34 verses 29 through 35. The psalm for the day is chapter 99 read responsively. The New Testament reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12 through chapter 4 verse 2. The Gospel acclamation is Luke chapter 9 verses 28 through 36. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Gary Brandenburg.
Good morning. Welcome to St. Andrew Lutheran Church on this Transfiguration Sunday. We have two temple talks, and I would like to invite Ray Scarry to come and Dana. Are you here, Dana Harold? We'll have maybe one temple talk. If you let me finish my announcements, you can start, Ray. Okay. Again, welcome. I have this announcement. Pastor Jen is not with us today, but she sent me this text, and it regards the funeral for Peggy Reno. Our sympathy to the Reno family. And Pastor Jen text, Peggy Reno funeral will be on Friday, this Friday, 1:30 to 3 will be the visitation, and at 3 o'clock will be the service. That again is the funeral for Peggy Reno, this Friday. The service is at 3, visitation is 1:30 to 3 o'clock. Ray Scarry has an announcement for us, followed by the bell choir.
Good morning. Yeah, at this time of the year, we have a tendency to think a little bit, not just about cold and snow, but about taxes. So I thought that I would share just a little tax tip with you as it relates to charitable giving. So if you or someone you know is age 70 and a half or older, and you or they own an IRA, what I'm about to say could save you some taxes. My name's Ray Scarry, and I'm the chair of our St. Andrew Lutheran Church Endowment Fund. And our committee's always looking for ways to let the congregation know that the fund is here. It's available. And by the way, this year we do have some funds available for use. And these are for causes that are in alignment with our church mission, but maybe outside the normal operating budget. So if you know of a need, we'd obviously encourage you to talk to us or to either pastor and consider applying for a grant. Also, we want people to be aware of the various ways that you can contribute to the fund to assist with its mission. And again, all contributions can have positive tax consequences when done correctly. So as a member of the committee, I'm often asked how one can contribute to the fund. So I'm going to give you four of the most common ways to do this. You can add the endowment fund as a beneficiary to either retirement or investment accounts or to any unneeded life insurance policies. Any percentage, by the way, is there. You don't have to do it all. You can say even 1% or 5%, whatever it is. We also accept outright gifts while you're alive or through bequests in your will. The third way is another big tax-saving ones, potentially, is appreciated stocks or securities. They can be donated via a brokerage account that we now have set up over at People's State Bank. And then when they're donated, if they're highly appreciated, obviously there's a lot of taxes potentially due when you sell it. If you donate it, there's no taxes, and the church sells it, so there's no taxes for them either. And the fourth one, and the purpose of my short talk today, is a qualified charitable distribution. When you have an IRA and you turn 70 and a half and older, you are required to take out a minimum distribution of the money from the IRA each year. It's called the RMD. And this is true, by the way, whether you need it or not. So generally speaking, this is that so Uncle Sam can collect taxes on the long deferred IRA accounts. However, if you find that you don't need some or all of the amount that you're required to take, consider a qualified charitable distribution. There was a bill that was passed or introduced in the Pension Protection Act of 2006. It's now been made permanent, part of the tax code, for these RMDs to be sent directly to a public charity of your choice, like our endowment fund. In order for this to work, the funds need to come directly from the IRA custodian, and as such will be recorded in your 1099-R as a qualified charitable distribution. By doing it this way, You avoid having to pay any taxes on the distribution. The full distribution goes to the charity, and you meet your RMD. Everybody's happy. You can choose to have a portion of the RMD or all of it, as long as you don't exceed the maximum, which, by the way, is $100,000 per year per person, gifted this way, and you're still not going to owe any taxes on the distributions. This will work not only to give gifts to the endowment fund, but also to the normal church fund, by the way, if you're interested in that. Remember, however, that if you withdraw the RMD first and then decide to donate this portion to charity because you don't need it for living expenses, you're going to need to exceed a certain amount before you're able to deduct the gift. And with the higher standard deductions now, it may be harder to get into the range of itemizing. So, quick recap. If you're age 70 and a half and you own an IRA and you don't need the income that you're required to take, consider the QCD. Have your IRA custodian send the RMD direct from the IRA to the charity so it can be done without having to pay any taxes. And again, this will meet the RMD. Essentially, what this does is just puts more money into the hands of the charity of your choice. These types of gifts are relatively simple to accomplish. And I highly recommend that you talk to your financial advisor to walk through the proper procedures, or simply reach out to me or any other member of our committee for guidance on how to make this work. We'd be happy to help. I'll be in the fellowship hall between services if you have any questions. I want to thank you all for your support of our endowment fund, and God bless.
The song of the bells we play this morning is called Kyrie. You often hear it as Kyrie Eleison song. And if you listen to the music, it says, Kyrie, Kyrie, Kyrie eleison. There are no words, but think that through as you listen to the music.
Thank you.
Please stand as we share together in our confession and forgiveness, located on the inside back of your hymnal. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us.
Amen.
Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouth and the thoughts of our hearts and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. Our gathering song is on page 314. Arise, your light has come. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Let us pray. Holy God, mighty and immortal, you are beyond our knowing, yet we see your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Transform us into the likeness of your Son, who renewed our humanity so that we may share in his divinity. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. We hear the choir.
Reading from Exodus. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him. And Moses spoke with them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining. And Moses would put the veil on his face again, until he went in to speak with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We read Psalm 99 responsively by a whole verse. Psalm 99 read responsively by a whole verse. The Lord is king, let the people tremble. The Lord is enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth shake.
The Lord reigns in Zion.
Let them confess God's name, which is great and awesome. God is the Holy One.
Almighty King, Lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in the earth.
Proclaim the greatness of the Lord and fall before God's footstool. God is the Holy One. You spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud. They kept your testimonies and the decree that you gave them.
O Lord our God, you answered them indeed. You are God who forgave them, yet punished them for their evil deeds.
Proclaim the greatness of the Lord and worship upon God's holy hill. For the Lord our God is the Holy One.
A reading from 2 Corinthians. Since, then, we have such a hope, we act with great boldness. Not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of the glory that was being set aside. But their minds were hardened. Indeed, to this very day, when they hear the reading of the Old Covenant, that same veil is still there, since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image, of one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the open statement of truth, we command ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of these things they had seen. The Gospel of our Lord. Today I'd like to draw your attention to your bulletin, the front of the bulletin, which is the content of most of the things I will share today. Your insert, Taking Faith Home. Under Caring Conversation, there's a question. When typically separate times of ecstasy and glory from times of suffering, why does the Bible and Christianity hold these two so closely together? Transformation Sunday is a time of ecstasy. It's a time of the glory of God, unbelievable experience. I wasn't there, so I have to take Peter, James, and John's word for it and trust the Holy Spirit that those kind of things really happen. Awesome things. The book of Luke answers the question when it's recorded that Moses and Elijah spoke with Jesus. The question is, what did Jesus say? What did Moses and Elijah say? What did they talk about? It's only in the Gospel of Luke that you find out. And in Luke, well, we read it already. "There appeared in glory," and we're speaking of his departure. His departure. In the Greek, the word is exodus, from which we read in the Old Testament, the Exodus. In a few moments, you're all going to exodus out of here. But that wasn't an exodus of Jesus coming down the mountain. That was an exodus of his death. His leaving this life and going to what's beyond this life. And today, I would like to focus on that for you and I. Jesus' death was important enough that God sent two witnesses to talk to him about it, to give him support in his time. And I would like to suggest to you that your death is important enough to give thought to it and make plans. Be aware that unless Jesus comes in your lifetime, it's an event that is not stoppable. And in my family, I share with you what I've experienced. There's something called five wishes. It's a legal document that is legal here in Wisconsin and in Minnesota. When my father was in hospice and was dying, and death was obviously very close, we took those five wishes that he had filled out, and we gave them to the hospice people, and they followed those directions. You can have some control when your departure comes. When it's time for you to exit this world, not with fear, but with faith, understanding that God will be with you. "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Therefore, as your family gathers, and when you have devotional times, it's not beyond the realm of reality to talk about these five wishes. Real quickly, what are they? "The person I want to make decisions for me when I can't." This deals with the assignment of your health care. This is someone who will have the authority to tell the doctors in the hospital situations what you want And it's not suicidal to reject a procedure or health care. It's very important, though, that those who love you know what you want when you can't make that decision. And the kind of medical treatment I want or don't want, it's kind of like a living will. And how comfortable I want to be. This talks about self-care. The type of pain management you want. Let's be real. When you get a lot of pain management, your consciousness is diminished. So let your family know you would rather to be free of pain and not be able to communicate with them as much as they would like. Talk about that. Make that decision for yourself and how I want people to treat me. Who do you want by your bedside praying with you? Would you like to be at home, or do you realize that in the end of life, I could not take care of my father? He was a VA veteran, and in St. Cloud, Minnesota, we were referred to their hospice unit. And they took wonderful care of my dad. Of course, my brother and I were there very often to just check to make sure that was true. But these are the realities of life. And then, lastly, what I want my loved ones to know. I'm thinking of Lucy Addy in Leesville, South Carolina. As she came to the last week of her life, she called every one of her family members and she asked them for the forgiveness she had done to them. They had all forgotten that stuff, but it was in Lucy. And she not only wanted to be forgiven, but she wanted to give forgiveness. And then let your family know what kind of funeral plans you want. How do you want your body cared for after you are gone? 5 wishes. I have a feeling when Moses and Elijah talked with Jesus, there was an exchange of what his exodus was going to be like. It may not have been what he wanted, but it was inevitable. It was what was needed. And because he made his exodus, you and I, we know that our exoduses will be well cared for. Not only in eternity, but let's do it here on earth. And we're going to sing the song now. How good, Lord, to be here. It was good for Jesus to be on that mountain that day, to help him with his exodus. And I would like to suggest to you, it will be a good day for you when you gather with your family and those whom you love, and you give the wishes you would like to share so that they know and that you've taken care of something that is very important in your faith life. My wife and I have 5 wishes. My only fear is she might not do what I told her. But that's life. That's life because, well, we're human and we love and care for each other. So let us do that and let us stand and sing together. How good, Lord, to be here. Please join with me as we confess our belief in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And united as one in the body of Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. We pray for the church. Open us to listen to your word and to do your will. Direct us in paths of faithful service that reflect your love, Lord, and your mercy. We pray for the earth, your beloved creation, and our fragile home, for mountains and prairies, for cities and wilderness areas. Renew places we have neglected or misused, where natural disasters have altered the land. Help us to honor nature's healing, Lord, in your mercy. And we pray for the nations. Shine the light of truth into world relationships hindered by mistrust or misunderstanding. Bring freedom and stability to all nations. Shelter those who have been displaced by war, famine, or natural disaster, Lord, in your mercy. And we pray for those in need. Free those who struggle with shame or guilt. Bring clarity to those whose judgment is clouded by fear. Comfort those who grieve and heal the sick, especially Aiden, Allie, Alice, Amy, Ashley, Bev, Bill, Brian, Callie and Zach, Charles and Jerry, Ed, Jay, Jennifer, Jerome, Jim, Julie, Kristen, Leanne, Lynn and Dan, Maxine, Meg, Michael, Michelle, Monica, Nikki, Pam, Phil, Robin, Ron, Sari, Tom, Tony, and Zern. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for this assembly. Deepen our faith and understanding. Guide our ministries of hospitality and outreach. Renew us in the baptismal promise to care for others and the world you have made. Lord, in your mercy. With thanksgiving, we remember those who have died, especially Mrs. Reno. Be with her family this week as they gather for her funeral. Inspire us by their examples and bring us with them into the eternal light of your presence. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of your life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please share the peace of the Lord with one another. God's peace. Thank you. Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty, merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who, suffering and sharing our life, lived among us to reveal your glory and love, that our darkness should give way to your own brilliant light. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which our Lord was betrayed, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us pray the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the glory for your name. Amen. Please be seated. You will be invited to come to the table and feast on God's abundant life for you. Thank you. Let us stand. May the blood and body of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banquet table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory, revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The God of glory dwell in you richly, name you beloved, and shine brightly on your path. And the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon and remain upon you for always. Amen. Peace, Christ is with you.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening, and God's blessing be with you.